106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And today, our newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a new set of tires. Mel's Tire has a Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT Geo15 or the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
And don't forget the big grand opening of Mel's Auto is today, beginning at 10 out there on Graham Street. So congratulations on that. The more Mel's, the better.
The more Mel's, the better.
Yeah, where service is not expensive.
It's priceless, and you know it.
At Mel's Auto and Mel's Tire. It is 723 KVOE. We are live, and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 15th day of the month of May, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Donna Art into preview. Truckin' for Tucker fundraiser coming up in June. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on. So for folks that haven't seen this, any social media posts to this point, when is Truckin' for Tucker going to be taking place here this summer?
It's going to be on June 8th of this year, and it starts at 8 a.m. is the check-in, and the race begins at 9 a.m. This is the fourth annual. It's a 5K run or walk, whichever you prefer.
All right. Well, tell us, Donna, about the Truckin' for Tucker Fund. What are we looking at here?
Okay. What we've done, we have a through the Emporia Foundation, what we try to do is provide resources and opportunities for our community's youth to be able to participate in sports and recreational activities by allowing them a scholarship to help maybe with their equipment or shoes or some kind of clothing. We have it open to the Lyon County Schools, Chase County, and the Lebo-Waverly area. And this past year, we were able to help 16 athletes with their needs, and so this all goes to cover that, to support the Truckin' for Tucker, just to kind of carry on his legacy. This is something that he would be really proud of.
Talk a little bit about Tucker. This kind of really opens up, you know, what Tucker was really like, and kind of what he was battling when he unfortunately passed away at such a young age.
Yes, he had this NUT, or this NUT carcinoma, a very, very rare form of cancer, and it settled in his lungs, and he passed away less than 2 months after being diagnosed. So it's something that there just really isn't any cure for or anything, and he had just graduated from college and was planning on getting married and had a good job as an accountant. So it was very, very unfortunate.
He was heavily involved in sports, if memory serves me correctly, and that was really, you know, one of the things that you really wanted to make sure that people remembered, but also that people could enjoy afterward.
That's right. And, yes, he was a very successful football player and wrestler at Emporia High, and he was always the one that wanted to make sure that everybody had the opportunity to play and that finances wouldn't keep them from that. So this would be an important thing for him. And we think about that every time that we, approve somebody, which we usually approve most people that do apply for it. So we know it would make him happy.
Yeah, and this is the Tucker Lee Everyone Plays Fund through the Emporia Community Foundation. And it's Truckin' for Tucker coming up. This is, Donna mentioned, the fourth annual 5K run/walk. That will be, where is this, at the Emporia Fairgrounds, the Lyon County Fairgrounds?
Yes, it is. Okay. And this year we've added a new category where we're going to have prizes and to try to get everybody involved of all ages. So,
well, how can we get registered here, Donna?
Okay, you can sign up. We have these online on Facebook or on the Tucker Lee Trucking for Tucker on Facebook. You can visit EmporiaRec.org, or it's also EveryonePlaysFund@gmail.com. So there's several ways.
Is that EveryonePlaysFund@gmail.com? How, say, people would need to reach out to you, not just for Trucking for Tucker, the event, but also in case they would like to maybe gain some grant funding?
Yes, I believe so. If they could just go to Facebook and go to that, I think they could get everything that they need there.
All right, and Donna, what is the cost to participate?
For adults, it's $25. For youth, which is 14 and under, it's $15. And you would need to sign up by May 25th to guarantee a T-shirt, but anyone can come at any time. You can come that day. Probably wouldn't not have a T-shirt, but you're welcome to come out that day and participate.
All right, and on the on the posters, there's a QR code if you come across one of those, or you can visit EmporiaRec.org or contact Donna and the gang at EveryonePlaysFund@gmail.com. It's Trucking for Tucker, the Tucker Lee Everyone Plays Fund fundraiser coming up on June the 8th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, the Walking Trail. Registration and check-in will get started when that morning, Donna?
Start at 8 a.m. and the race begins at 9.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Donna, hope you have a great turnout here on the 8th, and really appreciate you being willing to spend some time with us to let us know.
Okay, well, I appreciate you letting me have this spot here.
You bet. Let us know if there's anything else we can pass along to the public. Okay, Donna?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Donna Arts, and talking about Trucking for Tucker, the fundraiser for the Tucker Lee Everyone Plays Fund coming up June the 8th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, the Walking Trail there, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, our first available date's the 24th, so we got over a week before that spot opens up, but we still have others that are available here the next couple of weeks. So let us know, 620-342-1400, or email us, kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Grand opening and dedication of the Zoo Education Sunday, the Zoo Education Center Sunday. That'll be our focus tomorrow morning.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Mel's Tire. 7:30, 56 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Life is too short not to love what you drive. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union can get you behind the wheel. Auto loans are